I want to focus on positive COVID stories. So first, you know, one of the places where there has been just the worst sort of draconian lockdowns in the entire world has been in Australia. It's just been absolutely insane in Australia. I mean, police arresting people for walking their dogs, really crazy stuff. But people are stepping up. They're fighting back. They're saying enough's enough. You don't own us just because you're the government. You work for us. That's what we have to remember. Look at these lockdown protests in Perth, Australia. Absolutely extraordinary what you're seeing there. We're just doing a little B-roll here, so I'm going to talk you through it. I mean, thousands and thousands of people. Those are not right-wing maniacs. Those are not evil people. Those are people who want to live their lives as free citizens in the Western democracy that is known as Australia. They don't want to live in a giant island prison known as Australia. They want to live in a free Australia. So pretty extraordinary. Now note, you are not going to see that on CNN. You might see a little something about the previous story we just touched on in Wisconsin in Australia, because they can't ignore it. But why is it that mainstream media never shows us when thousands and thousands of people in free democracies stand up? Could it be that mainstream media is actually working for the elites and whoever it is that wants to keep you controlled and quiet and scared, and they don't want you to realize that you have far more power than you think? If you just speak up, you might inspire somebody else to speak up, and next thing you know, three people are speaking up, and then God forbid you got four, and yada, 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 suddenly you're living as a free human being the way God intended. Could that be? Next up, Winsome Sears, who is the incoming lieutenant governor of Virginia. She will be the second in command under Glenn Youngkin. She was on Dana Bash's CNN show, and I'm not very impressed with this Dana Bash. And Dana Bash, I like saying her name like that, Dana Bash asked Winsome Sears what her vaccination status is, and her answer was quite spectacular.
Saying whether you are vaccinated. Do you want to say now?
As I said, America, if it's nothing else, it's about liberty. It's about being able to live your life free from the government telling you what to do. And so we understand this thing about slippery slopes. The minute that I start telling you about my vaccine status, we're going to be down the bottom of the mountain trying to figure out how we got there, because now you want to know what's in my DNA. You're going to want to know this, that, and the other. In New York, you see, we have people, waiters asking people their vaccination status. And by the way, do you know what else they require? A photo ID to determine if this vaccine card you're presenting is really you. Who are we fooling? Come on. Let's say you get the vaccine. Go ahead and get the vaccine. If that's what you want to do, get the vaccine. Don't force it on anybody else. We know, and by the way, media, they're not telling us that people are suffering as a result of getting the vaccine. They have all kinds of problems. So, I understand it might be the minuscule, but when you're the one out of 30,000 that gets it, it's important to you.
I mean, that's just a great answer right there by Winsome Sears. Again, the lieutenant governor of Virginia. This is a woman who will now be called a white supremacist and an evil Republican and all of those things. Now, as far as Dana Bash, it's none of Dana Bash's, it's none of her business. Sorry. It's none of your business, Dana Bash, whether Winsome Sears is vaccinated. She's completely correct. This has nothing to do with people's personal decisions related to vaccines. It has everything to do with government coercion. Do you not understand that, Dana Bash? I understand that you, Dana Bash, and the rest of your employees and friends at CNN are a bunch of SEALs, right? So if the government tells you to do things, especially if it's a government you like, in the case of Joe Biden, then you'll gladly do it. I suspect, Dana Bash, that if Donald Trump was still president and demanding that everyone get vaccines, you'd be pushing against it, because Donald Trump, bad guy, Joe Biden, good guy, very, very simple in your simple black and white world. But her answer is spectacular. She also addresses that some people have had adverse reactions. I know several people in my own life that have had it, and it simply is nobody's business what you do medically to yourself. Those are the people I'm interested in spotlighting. People who say, no, no, it's none of your business. You do whatever you want and stay out of my life, because that's the American spirit and that's what we're going to push. Anyway, I'm going to show you two Fauci videos, because I'm just over him. Just try to imagine anyone watching this. This is him on his, you know, he does his Sunday press tour with his ridiculous softball questions and his answers that are completely meaningless at this point. So here's just two quick ones. And if you know anyone in your life that's still listening to this person, might I recommend a full frontal lobotomy? Fauci won.
We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more. If it doesn't, and the data show we do need it more often, then we'll do it.
Oh, screw you. I mean, really, I mean that. Like, what else do I have to say to this guy? Now 6 months or a year and the boosters, it's gonna boost you a little more. And I guess the vaccines don't work, Fauci. I guess you're an anti-vaxxer, right? Because when people thought they were getting vaccinated, it was because they thought it was gonna stop them from getting or transmitting COVID, which neither is true when it comes to these vaccines. And finally, more from this ridiculous buffoon.
I presume we have to be cautious during Thanksgiving. You talked about Christmas protection with those boosters, but quickly, if you will, Thanksgiving.
Well, if you're a booster, I mean, you see, if you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated, because what they're doing is they're the major source of the dynamics of the infection in the community. And the higher the level of dynamics of infection, the more everyone is at risk. But if you're vaccinated, you look at the data, Martha, it's absolutely clear. The likelihood of getting infected, getting hospitalized, or dying if you're vaccinated versus non-vaccinated weighs very, very heavily in the protection of people who are vaccinated.
Enough with this clown. Again, I'm only showing you this to completely mock him, like not so that you listen to him, but you shouldn't listen to me either, actually. You should listen to your own doctor and make some choices for yourself. But he's just the dynamics of the infection. You know what? I'm having people over for Thanksgiving, family members and friends. I actually don't know if they're all vaccinated. I don't care. If you believe the vaccinations work, then you should not care if someone else gets vaccinated. And if you think that this ridiculous buffoon clown, 2 years after 2 weeks to flatten the curve, deserves your attention or your respect, I don't know what to say to you. I'm out of human words. I feel like Joe Biden being asked a basic question. I got nothing.